Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. She responds to Luy Nishmas Yaakov Shom Le'apas Yitzchok. We are holding Bo Metzio Daf Chovov. The Gemara in Amud Beis teaches us the three mitzvahs that you have in Hashavas Aveda. A person who does not return to Aveda, he accepts the fact that his oivra loy sigzoil, stealing, which applies to anything someone takes that doesn't belong to him. In addition, you have two other mitzvahs. You have loy sucha lisalim, you can't ignore an Aveda. And hashev teshivim, you have to give it back to the owner. So it comes out that by Aveda, you have more mitzvahs than you have in a regular gzeil. To an extent, that Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein brings a question. A person has no choice, he needs for pikuach nefesh, he must take something that doesn't belong to him. If not, he's not going to survive. So he needs to choose which Aveda is less. Should he go to someone's house and steal? Or you should take an Aveda that has simonim and not return it back. You would think taking an Aveda is already in the street, it's better. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, you see from our Gemara, no. Picking up an Aveda that has simonim and with the intention to have to return it is three Aveiras, while stealing is only one Aveira. So better to steal than to take an Aveda that has simonim and not return it. How do we understand this? What's the basic Havana, that Aveda is so much more chomer than stealing. So maybe, based on what's brought down in the Sfar Magdoshim, we can understand a little bit. Because Aveda is miramis to something which is very deep. And Sefer HaZoya and Chelek Beis, the Fkuv Yudalad HaMudalif, regarding the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, as Merum is over there, that the Shavas Aveda refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. That when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain, Chet HaEgel, he threw the luchos away, and there was a level of Torah that was lost. That level of Torah is called an Aveda. And the mitzvah Shos Aveda is a reflection to above, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to return to Moshe Rabbeinu, that Aveda that he lost, the Torah in that level. And as the Ramchal explains a little bit more in his Sefer Shorshei HaMitzvos Klal Nun Aleph, that the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu is considered to be the Kala of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's considered to be, so to speak, his wife. And each one, Klal Yisrael, has a Chelik and Torah Moshe. And that Torah, the glory of Torah, on the highest level, was lost at Chet HaEgel. We got the Luchos Shniyos, we got a secondary Torah with Kol HaTorah Shebaal Peh that we have in our hands. But we're eventually going to go back to that level of Torah. There was an entire matan Torah of Luchos Rishonos. And that avoid of bringing back the Torah back to Moshe Rabbeinu is considered to be a Shavas Aveda. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give back the Aveda, is going to be Meshiv the Aveda to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the reference to Moshe Rabbeinu means to Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael will get back the level of Torah there was in Luchos Rishonos. And just to add to this, what we spoke in previous shiurim, we know we celebrate Shavuos every year, the Chag of Matan Torah. But the luchos that were given in Shavuos were lost. There was Shviras of luchos. The luchos that we have is only luchos Shniyos. So why do we still have the Chag of Shavuos? But the simple answer is the Chag of Shavuos is because we got that potential of the highest Torah possible, and that Torah will come back to us. That's the soy that David HaMelech's birthday and Yahrzeit is on Shavuos. Because David HaMelech is the one who's going to return everything back to its original state. David HaMelech is Cherish Melech HaMashiach, who's going to bring back the world to his where it's supposed to be. And that's the idea of the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. We know that all the mitzvahs that we do is that we midame to the Elyonim, we midame to HaKadosh Baruch. Our mitzvahs that we perform down here or reflection and a drive to bring out that Inyan up there in Shemayim. And if Mitzvah Hashavas Aveda is the idea of bringing the ultimate Aveda back, the Gilui Torah Begadluso B'Tif'arto in its highest level to where it's supposed to be. So therefore Mitzvah Hashavas Aveda is such a Mitzvah Chashuvo because it brings that about. So after that's the Pshat, Mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, you have three mitzvahs involved. Gzeila is a different inyan. Yeah, obviously, to steal is something which is wrong, and there's also inyanim api that. How does that work with Moshe Rabbeinu? But Hashavas Aveda, which is the ultimate tachlis of the geula, that's a mitzvah which is mitzvah chashuvo, and if someone doesn't fulfill that, he's creating a great damage in the world. That's why there's three mitzvahs involved in this mitzvah. Anyone who wants to join Shomachshava email list, what's a group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.